by the winner's enclosure here at Aintree. The sun is shining, it's beautiful blue sky, and what an absolutely fantastic day of racing to look forward to. And I've also got some top guests joining me throughout the day as well. So for people listening to the show now, if you want to hear all the latest from Aintree, you want to hear the top guests giving a few tips along the way as well, in all preparation to the big one, then keep tuning to Radio Yorkshire. Absolutely glorious here this morning, and as I say, a fantastic day of racing to look forward to here in the northwest.
First race goes off at 20-2, Bobby. We see the likes of Cash and Go, there's Josser's Hill, there's Vibrato Valtat in there. Who do you fancy in that first race?
Well, Vibrato Valtat could potentially go well this afternoon for Sam Twister Davis and trainer Paul Nichols. That's predicted a big run expected. Josser's Hill's been quite frustrating chasing, though, to be fair. I know he's still a novice, but he's not really lived up to the expectations. He was second in the Supreme last year at Cheltenham. He then went on to running the Arco. Didn't really do anything. His run at Kempton in preparation for the Arco wasn't great. You know, his jumping really needs to improve, but he's going off favourite as it stands at the moment. Whether or not he needs another chance, we'll have to see. I think Vibrato Valtat could be the one, though, this afternoon to give Paul Nichols his first winner. And I would imagine first of many here at Aintree. But the second race is very interesting as well, Andy. This is a juvenile hurdle race for four-year-olds. It is a grade one. 2 miles and 1 furlong is the distance. And we've got an odds on favourite here. Now, we've had a great bunch of juveniles here to look forward to over the winter. We've had Peace and Co, we've had Top Notch. And we've also had this horse as well. This is Hargam, which finished third in the Triumph Hurdle at Cheltenham. He's also won 2 Triumph Hurdle trials as well up at Musselburgh. So he's been doing really well, to be fair, Hargam. He's odds on as well, 8-11. And that's the trainer, Nicky Henderson, in the cause of J.P. McManus. And that man, A.P. McCoy's final Aintree Festival, is the man in the saddle. That's 8-11. Another horse we need to look at as well is for Nigel Twister Davis. That's Bristol the May. Dal Jacob is the man in the saddle. Now, this horse won a grade one juvenile at Chepstow. That was over the Christmas time. Could he potentially be the one here this afternoon and give it a big danger to the odds on? It's round about 7-1. If you're looking for a bit of value, though, we've got a Yorkshire horse in the field. That's Intense Tango. For trainer Carl Burke and jockey Brian Hughes. Now, I saw Intense Tango with a grade 2 at Doncaster. Beat some really good horses she did that day. She gave it a solid performance to finish second in a grade 2 up at Kelso. And the jockey and also the trainer as well, Carl Burke, who trains at Leyburn in North Yorkshire, speaks very highly of this mare. And I think Intense Tango could be a nice leash way at 14-1. But one that's caught my eye as well is Starchy Tate. For trainer Donald McCain. Now, we all know Jason Maguire is currently injured. That's a stable jockey. His other jockey that does riding for him as well, that's Wilson Rennick. He's also injured. So he's gone and booked Ruby Walsh to ride him. Now, he's round about the 16-1 mark. Now, Starchy Tate finished second to Peace and Co in the Summit Juvenile Hurdle at Doncaster. He then went on to be second in the Triumph Hurdle trial at Musselburgh behind Hargam. So Hargam's beaten one before. He did all right in the Fred Winter. I don't think he was disgraced at Cheltenham, but I do think we could see probably a different horse, a different ride here this afternoon. He's booked Ruby Walsh. Not very often Ruby's on like a double-figure price in a race, so it's 16-1. I think there could be a bit of value there. I know he was supposed to be one of the juvenile stars of Donald McCain. Not quite worked out for him, but I think a nice leash way bet. Starchy Tate at 16-1, and as I say, Donald McCain won the Grand National back in 2011 with Ballybrick. He's booked that man, Ruby Walsh.